This conference is being recorded.
Welcome to the Heart Start call to your week. On this, gosh, I'm not even tracking the days anymore. It's, what is this, January 28th, 2008. Time is trundling forward. Tonight's Heart Start call on the power of the heart to attain freedom from addiction. And I welcome all of you who are listening to the call live, and those of you also, of course, who are listening to this as a downloaded recording. So we are recording the call for our archival purposes for anyone to be able to listen to. If you're listening to the call live, you can *6 your phone, and that will mute you out so that your background noise is not a distraction to other people. We will open up the line for questions and to share your own personal stories. And when we do, if you have something you want to say, just *6 again. That will unmute you, and we'll be able to hear you again. And if you have questions that come up that you don't feel like having recorded for posterity, ad infinitum into the in perpetuity, as they say in the film industry, throughout the universe for all eternity. We're talking about rights to things and copyrights. If you don't want that to happen with your question or whatever it is you want to say, but you still want to communicate something to us or ask a question, you can reach us directly by calling us here at Sierra at 310-581-1507. Or you can email me directly, Sheva, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, Sheva, at Fiera, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. And of course, if you're listening to this as a recording, that's the way you can access information. Send your questions to us that way. So I welcome all of you to the call tonight. Fiera, my company, I'm the CEO of Sierra. It's also a concept or a word that we created to mean that great feeling that you get in life when your arms flip over your head and a yes to life flies out of your mouth. You feel simultaneously contented, joyful, exuberant, passionate, alive, vibrant, at peace. Seeming paradoxes, right? To be full of vitality and aliveness and at the same time passion and peace. And yet that state, which scientifically we've been able to prove has certain qualifying facets to it, among them being order in the heart rhythm, that the heart is actually a gateway, an access code to choosing and experiencing that feeling, no matter what's going on around you, and independent of anything, anyone, any circumstance, that great feeling in your heart that accompanies an inner knowing without knowing how you know, as if you have a GPS in your heart, in your soul, in yourself, that is guiding you towards your greatest fulfillment, your greatest contribution, your greatest value. That feeling and all the benefits that accompany it, measured by science, which include synchronization of your autonomic nervous system. That's a very long-winded way of saying the zone that enlightened yogis experience or can be measured in their nervous system, or athletes where they are peak at their game, totally relaxed and totally alert and responsive simultaneously. That zone can be created not just through accident or serendipity, but on purpose, through the power of your heart, when you have the unique access codes to get there. And at Sierra, that's what we teach people to do, to harness that power within them, the source in themselves, through a step-by-step, proven through science and medicine method, peer-reviewed medical journals, that allow them to make physiological changes as well as mental and emotional changes that affect their neurotransmitters, that affect your hormones, that affect the way your brain works, all without any pharmaceutical or drug intervention at all. And so I'm thrilled to be on the call with all of you tonight, because in a way, I think this topic, the power to be free of addiction, is at the very core of everything that we as a company offer our clients and everything that these Heart Start calls are about. Because addiction is not just to some substance like alcohol or cigarettes or heroin or sugar. I got some great emails from people today in response to our email. And I have to say, actually, I do want to just apologize for the typos at the beginning of our Heart Start call. That first paragraph, that first section was actually a poem. And it ended up, I didn't proof it well enough, and it ended up going out as a paragraph rather than a poem, so it's a bit confusing. My apologies for that. That was a poem that I wrote when I transcended my own food addiction. And I suddenly got, you see, because I used to be violently addicted to food, so that I would come home from, I was in a master's degree program at the time, and I would come home from my master's degree classes having been incredibly stressed throughout the day. The whole idea of Fiera was not even on my radar. It was like I was just trying to get through the day, forget feeling great. I just wanted to make it through the day without having a meltdown. And I would get home and be like, okay, now I can take off my coat and let my hair down. And the first thing I would want to do is raid the refrigerator. I wouldn't eat anything all day, and then it was like I get home, and that was my time to unwind, and unwinding to me happened by eating everything in sight, particularly carbohydrates. So I have, you know, a specific, real, true addiction to carbohydrates, such that I could go through an enormous amount of food. Got to imagine, I'm 5'2", I weigh all of 110 pounds, and I would make myself violently ill eating this huge quantity of food, like 3 bags of rice cakes or an entire pizza in one sitting with, you know, a whole chocolate cheesecake or something. Really out of control, addictive behavior. Mm. And that poem that started your invitation all tonight came when I really discovered that, you know, I had terrible shame and terrible self-judgment about doing that. It was like I was living this dual life, because my master's degree program was in alternative health and healing as a doctor of oriental medicine. So during the day, I had this facade of being this health nut and really, you know, learning everything I could about health and contributing to people's health and helping people with their health. And then at night, I'd go home and eat a whole chocolate cheesecake and a bag of rice cakes, you know? I felt incredibly hypocritical, really out of integrity and ashamed of myself. And of course, there's a stigma that goes with addiction in our society where there is this kind of shame, and then it becomes this gridlock. And I wrote the poem that was in there when I unlocked that grid, and I discovered that I wasn't a bad person for eating a chocolate cheesecake at night. It wasn't because I was a bad person. And if you're listening to this call because you have an addiction that you're struggling with, or you have a loved one who's struggling with an addiction, I'm here to communicate to you that it's not because you're a bad person. It's not even because you're a weak person. It doesn't mean that at all. What it means to me is that you know that as a human being, you have the opportunity to live life feeling really good. And that's true. It's just we live in a culture that facilitates addiction because it's telling us we get our feel good from something or someone. And when I came home one night and sat with this chocolate cheesecake or the rice cakes or whatever it was at the time, I actually don't remember what the food was, it was there with me, and I looked at it and I suddenly realized I wasn't just a weak, spineless idiot. I wanted to feel good. And I was using the chocolate cake to feel better. The only thing was, it didn't really work. Maybe it did work for a moment or two, but then in short order, I felt worse afterwards. I felt ashamed. I felt worse about myself. I felt self-judgment, and I felt pretty sick to my stomach. But then fundamentally, at the core of what I was trying to do for myself, there wasn't anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to feel good. Where it becomes addictive is when we think we need anything outside of our own heart, anything outside of our own source to feel good. And so what I was running during that time in medical school was incredible stress all day long, to the point that I needed to medicate myself at night. Shortly after that realization, I found the research at this little place in Boulder Creek. We have someone on the call tonight from that city. It's fun. A research center just outside of Silicon Valley in California called the Institute of HeartMath. And HeartMath had been researching the physiology of stress, which we could say is the opposite of feeling good, right? For a few years when I bumped into them on spring break from my medical school program, and I started volunteering for them and transcribed their research. And what I discovered, because once I was able to identify, my addiction is really the desire to feel good. And I'm just trying to use this substance to feel good. So whatever you're addicted to, if you were to just take a moment right now, or if you have a loved one who's addicted to something, you could look at it and see whether it's heroin or sex or food or alcohol or cigarettes or a person or whatever it is. Is it not the case that you get cravings for that thing because of how, at least at one point, it made you feel? You want to feel good. So now, addictive substances have a high price for the feel-good they bring. But what if you could have a feel-good, which is what we're calling Fiera? What if you could have a feel-good without side effects, without a high price? In fact, a feel-good that didn't have any cost to it, that was an investment with a high return. A feel-good that would lengthen your lifespan rather than shorten it. A feel-good that would help you make more money rather than spend it. A feel-good that would enhance your performance on the job or in your relationship rather than compromise that. Wouldn't that be a win-win? It's funny, I think about like some of these substances that have shown up. I don't know if you guys are aware, like Stevia is a good example, right? Stevia is a sweetener that's a sugar replacement, only it's not synthetic. It's all natural. It's a leaf. It's a plant. But unlike sugar, stevia is antibacterial, antifungal, boosts the immune system, increases metabolism and helps you lose weight rather than gain it, balances blood sugar, so it's very, very useful medicinally for diabetics. And for those who have blood sugar imbalances, like hypoglycemia, right, who can't do sugar. So it's like stevia does all the opposite things of sugar, and it's 100 times or something ridiculous like that sweeter than sugar. Well, that's what Fiera, that's what the heart, that's what this feel-good that I'm talking about that has a step-by-step method for accessing it is to any addiction. It is the feel-good with chaos, as opposed to price. Because when you learn how to access this feel-good from within yourself, independent of whatever substance owns you, and you know I said this, we live in an addictive culture. Advertising is constantly telling us that we'll get our feel-good from wearing the right deodorant or chewing the right gum. Our whole economy is based on telling us that we need to be addicted to something outside of ourselves to feel good. And actually, it's one of my challenges in the work that I do because it's a conundrum for me. How do I, what I'm giving people is something that is inherently yours. I'm telling you, you've got it all within you, inside your heart. And so selling my programs is an interesting challenge for me, but that's a whole separate heart start call. It'll do a heart start call in marketing, enlightened marketing. I always felt that in a truly enlightened marketing, that the marketing message itself would carry the teaching. In a way, that's, I suppose, what these heart start calls are. You know, I mean, they're certainly an introduction to what we offer here. And at the same time, I wanted it to be something complete, an oasis where you could come and receive benefit. And so, as an introduction to what we offer here, we actually teach people how to, for example, when you get a craving for something that you're addicted to access the feel-good that that thing might give you temporarily on the spot without the thing itself. This is how I help people break their sugar addiction, for example. So right now, just in this moment, I want you to take a moment and evaluate in your own life. If, obviously, if you came to this call, something about it spoke to you. You may not have an overt addiction to something, or you might. If you do and you're aware of it, wow, that's fabulous. That awareness is 90% of the pathway to gaining the power, taking the power back. You might not be aware of it. We're all addicted to things. I will speak for myself. I'm addicted to things I'm not even aware of, like success or the approval of others, right? Anything that you hinge your sense of esteem, your sense of value, and your sense of feel good on, like I need that in order to feel good. Well, then that's a dependency or an addiction in which it owns you and it will dictate your behavior rather than you consciously choosing your behavior. That's an addiction, right? To varying degrees. There's a spectrum here. But at the end of the day, we can call our spirit back, if you will, to use a Carolyn Mace form of language. You can call your spirit back. You can call your power back from any addiction. And then you're free, truly free, to follow the guidance of your own heart, to follow your heart in life. And that's really good news, because according to the work that we do here at Fiera, just as an acorn contains within it all the information to become a full-grown oak tree, but not all acorns grow to their full potential because they're lacking the proper environment or cultivation or nourishment. Your heart is the first organ to form in you when you're born, and within it is the seed, is the information, the blueprint, the template, for your maximum fulfillment and full growth potential. You see, this is why I love working with addicts, because somewhere at their core of their being, they know and understand and are committed to experiencing fulfillment, joy, pleasure, Fiera. They just got a little off course in thinking they were going to get it from anything but their own heart. So they get dependent on something outside of themselves for that, rather than sourcing from within. And what we teach you here at Fiera is how to access that source from within so that you are guaranteed to have all the proper soil, the proper nourishment, the proper sunlight, if you will, in the metaphor, to grow to your full potential and reach that fulfillment that you've been trying to get from somewhere outside of you. Whew, and what happens from there is it's just so beautiful to behold, as I've now worked with people over the course of years and seen when they find that place inside and what those blueprints as they unfold look like. It's breathtaking. But first, there has to be a transition from the addictive lifestyle, which is the lifestyle of survival. It's the lifestyle that has associated an old survival programming in our bodies. This is at the physical level. It's physiological, right? This is why we can't just will ourselves away from what we're addicted to. Because it's really not a mental game. It's not mind over matter. We need much more compassion for ourselves than that. Because this is old physiological programming. That would be like looking at a computer and, you know, runs, I don't know, DOS, and asking it to run Windows 2000 without reprogramming it. You're just going to will it to start running Windows 2000? that's a big waste of energy, isn't it? And you'll really frustrate yourself. And this is what I see with people who are struggling with addiction, who think they're going to overcome it with their will, think being the operative word there. It's not something we have to will away. It's something that compassionately, with understanding, we can approach in our physiology, realizing that our bodies are convinced that, for example, if you're addicted to approval, if I don't get the approval of that person or if I don't get that cigarette, the body literally sends a signal to the brain that it's not going to survive. And so we become compelled to go after the cheesecake or the alcohol or whatever it is. And usually what that is the numbing of a stressful emotion that's been triggered. And yet, if we knew how to work with these stressful emotions, transform them by communicating to the body at the physiological level that our survival is not endangered, that in fact, the modern threats facing us, like a lack of approval from someone or a lack of acceptance or a difficult exam or a hard course that we have to study for or a public presentation we have to give or whatever it is that the stressor is, traffic even, is not an immediate life threat, then we can reverse that addictive physiology in our body that's trying to self-soothe, self-medicate, and self-save by simply waking up the intelligence of the physiology to recognize we're not in danger in the first place. Then we're free to cultivate a good feeling in the body by creating order in the heart rhythm. And in creating that order in the heart rhythm, communicating system-wide order, which allows us to experience real feel good that has payoff on the investment rather than price. And very simply put, that's what we teach people to do in our workshops and our webinars. HeartMath has a step-by-step process, scientifically proven to balance the nervous system, to balance hormones and increase anti-aging hormones, decrease stress hormones, increase neurotransmitters, enhance immunity, enhance higher brain function, get your whole body synchronized, body, mind, emotions. And when you do, you feel good, and then you no longer have a need to go for something outside of you to help you feel good. So if I were to give you a step-by-step process now, step one is to remove any judgment if you have an addictive behavior happening in your life or someone else close to you does. To just neutralize that. Become aware of what it is that you tell yourself or that your body is convinced that it needs to feel good. Is it a relationship? Is it chocolate? Is it heroin? Is it whatever? Just become aware of that listening to the call right now. Much easier to be aware of what you are, quote-unquote, addicted to when there's no judgment about it, when you understand this is just an old software program. It's not like you're going to judge your computer for having RoboForm 5 instead of 7. Big deal, right? You can just take a look at it and see. Pull up, you know, on your computer, on your hard drive, if you will. Pull up all programs and see what's there. What is the programming in you that says, I need this in order to feel okay or in order to feel good? And if you're honest with yourself, you'll probably find dozens of things. First thing that comes to my mind when I ask you that question is, I need to feel like I look good. I'm addicted to being thin. I'm addicted to a certain appearance. That's interesting to see, right? There's no question that runs a lot of time and energy in my life. A lot of my attention, if I wasn't locked in to feeling like I had to work out all the time. Just as a possibility, right? Now, without overwhelming yourself, pick one of those things, the one where you feel you have the greatest loss of energy. Because remember, we talked about your heart being able to unfold your maximum potential, your maximum fulfillment. It takes resources to do that. It takes resources of energy to allow that to occur. So the more energy you free up from the places where your energy is tangled in addiction, the more energy you have for your genuine, authentic fulfillment. So it's not like you have to do it perfectly either. Each bit of energy you claim back for yourself helps the process move. So just pick one thing right now, one thing you became aware of that you're giving your power away to, one thing you think you need in order to feel okay, in order to feel fiera, in order to feel good. And now what I want you to do is write out, how does that thing make you feel? In a good sense, what's great about it? What are the advantages of being addicted to that thing? What feelings does it give you? What does it do to your body? What does it do to your emotions? What does it do to your way of thinking? In the good sense, the part of it that makes you crave it, not the crash and burn that it may cause later, or the insecurity that it cultivates when you can't get it, but the good, genuine joy that thing, that substance brings you. If it's a cigarette you're addicted to, how calm does it make you feel? How centered when you smoke? What genuinely is the advantage of having this thing in your life? Mentally, emotionally, physically. Let yourself become aware of that in the moment. And if you can, if you have a notebook and a pen with you, write it down. So valuable. Really become clear about this. This is a step towards you owning it rather than it owning you. Because if you can see what it does for you, then you have the opportunity to choose those advantages, those payoffs, without the price. Because I guarantee you, whatever you wrote down, that this addictive substance does for you, you can create in other ways, and you can create through the power of your heart. Now, in depth, that's something that we can teach you in a workshop, in an hour-long radio show online. I'm limited in how much I can give you, but let's have a truffle appetizer here, a little hors d'oeuvre. Pick one of the feelings that this thing gives you, mentally, emotionally, physically, one of the sensations. And what I want you to do is now just focus your attention on the area around your heart. And I want you to breathe as if the breath is coming in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. And in through the air around the heart. And out through the air around the heart. And now what I want you to do is call into your experience that feeling that you value so much. Like I could say, I'm addicted to certain people's approval. Really seek that, really want that to a fault. If I look at it right now, what is the feeling that I could experience from that? It's really the sense of value and belonging and mattering. And if I breathe those feelings in through my heart and out through my heart right now, I can experience them without needing the outer approval to have that. That is freedom from addiction, right there in the moment. And each moment that you are able to choose that is a moment of calling your attention and your energy back from your addiction and reinvesting it in your ultimate fulfillment and contribution, in your freedom. It doesn't mean you won't approval. It doesn't mean you can't have chocolate cake or whatever it is, right? It means then you own it because it becomes your choice rather than your need. And that is freedom from addiction through the heart. I want to open up the call if there are any questions or any stories that anyone would like to share of their own. But before I do, I'll just say, if you'd like more information on this skill set, right, because it's essentially as simple as going from a chaotic, disordered internal state, which is caused initially by a stress reaction, an old survival program, DOS instead of Windows 2000 or whatever it is. Now we're in Windows 2008. Right? This old survival program triggers this chaos in the heart rhythm, which then triggers system-wide chaos because the heart is like the conductor of the orchestration that is you. And that system-wide chaos is uncomfortable mentally, emotionally, physically, because the brain's going one way, it's racing in one direction, the emotions go another, and the physical body, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the toes, are all going in opposite directions, right? This is why when you're stressed, you can't remember things, and you drop your keys, and then the coffee spills, and you don't remember where you put your notebook, and it's chaotic. And that chaotic feeling can change to a fabulous feeling in a heartbeat, without the intervention of any substance whatsoever, when you learn how to build that heart muscle so that suddenly the conductor of the orchestra goes from throwing the batons or the wands or whatever conductors have across the room to orderly conducting all of the different parts of your being, the instruments of your life, the organs, the sense perceptions, into a grand unison that feels good. That's where feel-good comes from. And it happens from within you. It doesn't happen from taking something outside of you. Now, things outside of us can make us feel good, and then that can be a side effect. Because once we feel good, the heart becomes ordered, and everything else follows. But you can also consciously, intentionally create that feel-good by shifting your heart rhythms independent of getting what you think you want outside. That is freedom from addiction. You make it yourself. So much so that I can teach Olympic athletes how to make performance-enhancing neurotransmitters and hormones in their system on their own without taking them as drugs. And that's really great news because they can't take them as synthetic drugs or they'll be kicked off the Olympic team, right? They self-source it, and you can self-source. One of my clients who overcame her alcoholism through the power of the heart said, Sheva introduced me to my own internal vodka tap in the heart. Like, it's a lot cheaper, and there's no hangover. That power is in you. So there's even biofeedback technology called the M-Wave and the M-Wave PC that reflects this to you in real time, the order and disorder in your heart, and helps you learn how to access that ordered state. And that, by the way, using the M-Wave, was the thing that finally helped me conquer my food addiction. And it was as simple as this. When I got home at night, and any time that I was going to sit down to eat anything, I made myself sit down with the M-Wave, the biofeedback technology for the heart, and sit with it for 5 minutes until I was coherent, until I had that internal order. And if I was still hungry, then I would let myself eat. But I would never allow myself to eat from that chaotic internal pattern. So when I work with addiction clients, it's very simple. I get them on the M-Wave. I teach them the heart math system, and I say, okay, I want you to get on the M-Wave, and once you're in the green, stay green for 5 minutes. Green is a coherent state on the M-Wave. that ordered internal pattern. And when you're green for 5 minutes, then if you still, from a coherent place, from internal order, from well-being, want that thing, then go ahead and have it. But rarely will people need it anymore because they've accessed the feel-good that they thought the thing was going to give them in the first place. Now, my addiction was food, so I could never cut food cold turkey unless I was going to be a breatharian, and I don't have that kind of will. Some addictions you can cut cold turkey, right? But food you can't really live without. So I had to learn. I had to have the discipline to discern. Am I using food or is it using me? And the power of the heart gave me that freedom. And so if you'd like to learn that step-by-step process, we have quite a lot of opportunity to do so coming up. This coming Saturday, there's an in-person workshop in the Venice Canals in Los Angeles, if anybody's interested in being there. It's $300, and really, I'll tell you, if you're addicted to anything, $300 to break your addiction is nothing. I know people who've spent $3,000 in cigarettes and not been willing to spend $300 to break that addiction. Interesting, right? How the survival imperative distorts our behavior. Yet always right here is the power of that choice to be free. There's another one that people are addicted to, your bank account, right? Giving a power away to whether your money's coming in or going out. What if your mood could be independent of that? That would be freeing, wouldn't it? Very freeing. So there's also a webinar for those who are calling in who are not local in Los Angeles, a webinar starting the first Tuesday of February at 5 p.m., and you can actually attend that first night for free. So if you go to Sierra, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com, and the homepage in the upper left corner, you'll see register for free beginner webinar. You can click there and register in, and we can you'll get all the call-in information for the first Tuesday of every month. We do a free intro to the beginner webinar, and then same thing, $300 to go through the whole program over the course of the month of February on Tuesday evenings. Or if that timing doesn't work, you can actually purchase the whole program as a recording and do it in the privacy of your own home. We also, actually, that makes me think, just to let you know, we also do lab testing, physiological testing, so we can test your hormones, your neurotransmitters, and help you wean off of whatever you're addicted to by supplementing satiation or joy or fulfillment hormones and neurotransmitters, neurotransmitters like dopamine, right? People are addicted to dope because it gives them a sense of fulfillment. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter in your brain that tells you you're fulfilled. Well, there's ways of supplementing dopamine through food until your body learns how to make its own through emotional choice. So we also work with people at that level to help them break their addiction. Lots of support here on multiple levels to be free of whatever has you trapped. So that's my great joy to extend that information to you and to be available as a resource in whatever way I can. And that having been said, I'd love to open up the call for any questions or anything anybody else would like to say, any stories you want to share of your own before we close for the night. So if you do have a question or would like to share something, just press *6 to unmute yourself so we can hear you.
Hi, Sheva.
Yes.
Hi, this is Cheryl in Washington. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I was wondering, since you have such a passion for addiction, if you've been watching the celebrity rehab show that's been airing on cable television?
You know,
Dr. Drew Pinsky?
I have not owned a television in 20 years.
Well, I've got to tell you, I own a television, but if I watch it 5 hours a week, that's a lot. But
yeah,
I was really taken by this show title by Dr. Drew Pinsky, Celebrity Rehab, and I just really was interested in what it is that they do for these people. And as I was watching, as I've been watching a couple of different shows of it, it's just kind of the same old with, you know, just trying to break people of their behavior patterns where they're trying to control and they're trying to manipulate and all of this. And, you know, well, let's talk about how you're feeling and all this and that. And it's funny that your call should be about this tonight, because I'm thinking, if these people could just learn heart math.
Yes, I feel that so much. You know, I look at the magazine articles that come out about specific celebrities and what they're struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, I have worked with some celebrities and taught them this material. And
right.
It's so moving when they discover, like, my God, it's that easy.
So I'm suggesting that you contact Dr. True Pinsky.
Okay, fabulous.
And maybe you'll get your own TV show even.
Well, it's funny you would say that, because I was actually approached by some television producers yesterday.
Good.
About that very thing. So sometimes
excellent.
I think the universe talks to us and
yep. So
hinting,
we got the cooperation
right?
of the universe with me telling you again.
Yeah, you are definitely telling me again. Why don't I, you know what would be really valuable for me is if you would email me the name of the show and the doctor's name and how to spell
sure.
it. And I will definitely look into that, because it's one of the things that I have been putting the word out about, is inviting the Sierra family, the community that all of you are. If you're a part of this call, I consider you a part of this journey, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of us here, to bring more of this well-being into the world through the heart. And any advice that any of you can offer me about how to do this more effectively or reach more people or get the word out, I am available to and open for, because I can just see how many lives can be changed by this.
I mean, I was actually visualizing while I was watching the show, seeing you come on the set for an afternoon. Okay, so this is our afternoon of Sierra with Sheva. Just some new skills. With Dr. Drew Pinsky introducing you to the group. So, perfect.
Beautiful idea. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your generosity in thinking of that.
You're welcome.
Definitely shoot me an email
with
that info, and I'll follow up.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Great idea. Anybody else have anything they want to say, anything they want to ask, anything they want to share? One of the things I most love about the power of the heart is its power to have impact beyond us. And on these Heart Start calls, we usually end them with paying it forward. And the nice thing about paying the heart forward is that it's not really pay out, it's always pay back. Because the better you feel and the more you share it, the better you feel. So it just creates an exponential win. And so I'd like for those who are still with us to take a moment and just focus your attention on the area around the heart. Allow the breath to come in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. And again, to access one of those feel-good qualities that substance, person, place, activity, thing that you are addicted to, that you thought you needed for your well-being, brings you, facilitates in you, reflects back to you in your experience. And breathe that feeling now into the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. Own that feeling as you. And then I want you to radiate that feeling out into the world. Give it away. Give it to someone that you think could gain benefit from feeling that. Anything that you've discovered on the call tonight that could benefit another person or a group of people, like the celebrities that Cheryl mentioned, give it away. Send it to them through your heart right now. There's a whole class in which we teach people how to make a difference with the power of the heart. That in fact the heart measurably and tangibly through its radiance is whether you're consciously working with it or not, having impact on the world around you. And you can harness that power consciously, not just to end your own addiction, but to make a difference in the world in a heartbeat. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight. I've really appreciated being with you. It is for certain my Sierra. It brings me great joy, and I look forward to joining you on next week's call. And again, you will be able to access this call if you'd like to listen to it again or have someone else listen to it by dialing in to the following number for the next week until we record the next one. So the playback number is 641-985-5108. And the access code is 992-522-pound. I'll just repeat that. The playback number is 641-985-5108. And the access code is 992-522-pound. And then after a week's time, the call will be uploaded to the Sierra.com website. And all of these Heart Start calls, there's more than 52 of them now, are archived at www.sierra.com/heartstart.html. And there are calls there, and since someone chimed out, you may not have heard the end of that, heartstart.html. And there are calls there on a wide variety of different topics and the power of the heart to deal with that. And you can also, again, register for the beginner webinar for free by going to the home page and clicking on the registration link at the top. And I look forward to next week's Heart Start call, the power of the heart to overcome your allergies. So fun, right? Having this source within. Thank you all for joining me, and we'll talk soon. Good night, everyone.